Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All seven and we'll watch them fall. They stand in the way of love and we will smoke them all with an intellect and a savoir faire. No one in the whole universe will ever compare. I am yours now and you are mine, and together we love through all space and time, so don't cry. One day all seven will die. All seven and we'll watch them fall.
Yeah.
peace, love, and harmony to all of you wonderful deep divers. Another beautiful day. Listen, can you hear that? There's no place I'd rather be than with the birds, bees, leaves, and trees. Look, someone wrote to me, beautiful soul, they said, Ralph, I know you know the true values of life. How can I deal with people with different values to myself and different perspectives? I watch you every single day, Ralph. I love you. I love you, too. And deep divers, look, the split has begun. We all know that we're not all the same because we have different beliefs, different thoughts, different ways of seeing this whole thing. I told you there is a massive split happening between 3D and 5D. And this is the reason why you might know someone. You might be married to them, deep divers, maybe a best friend, a family member, who thinks totally differently than how you think. They've got different values, different perspectives, different perspectives. So this video is really going to help you out. We got a whole lot to talk about. Hit that like button right now if you support the real. Hit that like button right now if you support the... If you support the real, deep divers. Raising the frequency, raising the vibration. Take that, take that, take that. Good ass energy I'm sending you. Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers. We're out here in the heart of nature. Absolutely gorgeous day. We've got butterflies floating around. We've got the cat down the road chilling. And there's no Wi-Fi here, deep divers, but I swear you'll find a better connection. If you're watching this video, I'm FaceTiming you right now, deep divers. If you're watching this video, this is your confirmation. Positive energy is coming your way. Just say thank you. Look, life isn't easy sometimes because we are around people who have different values to ourselves. They see the world differently to us. And sometimes you're actually living with this person. You might be married to them. Could be your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. Even a random stranger, a best friend, even the cat down the road, right? Can't we all just get along? No, we can't. Because you see, sometimes there's a clash of ideologies, a clash of beliefs, a clash of values, a clash of perspectives. And this is the reason why life can be very hard for some people. So how did I deal with it coming up? Well, the information, deep divers, I'm about to share with you is really going to help you become your greatest version. Because every single human being is going to go through this. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? Wonderful deep dive. Let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. First and foremost, the split has already begun. There is a massive split happening on the planet. I told you. You've got the vaccinated versus the people who aren't vaccinated. You've got people who are like, hey, I'm pro-trans. You've got people who are like, no, I'm not for these trans people and the LGBT community and all of that stuff. There's a massive split happening right now. You've got people who say, I love ChatGPT. It helps me with my homework. And you've got some people who say, I hate artificial intelligence. I prefer cats and humans. You've got some people who are like, hey, I want to really level up and become my greatest versions. Become my greatest version. And then you got some people who are like, no, I just want to stay where I've always been, in my comfort zone. I don't want to do any leveling up, right? So the split has already begun. And sometimes, deep divers, when you are working on yourself and you're with someone else who's not really there with you, not really working on themselves, they don't share the same enthusiasm, the same passion, it could be tough. Because it's not just anyone. Sometimes it can be someone that you look up to, your mom, your dad, your best friend. Sometimes we outgrow people. We outgrow situations. We outgrow where we once were. First and foremost, you have to accept yourself, deep divers. You have to accept yourself unapologetically. You have to accept yourself to the point where you're like, hey, this is me. Take it or leave me alone. They're leaving you alone right now, deep down. You got to say that. You got to remind yourself you're not here to kiss ass. You're not here to people please. I always tell you, deep down, I'm not here to tell you what you want to hear. I'm here to tell you what you need to hear. Now, you can respectfully disagree. Okay, you've got to remind yourself, deep divers, there are over 8 billion people on this planet. Each and every one of us has a different way of seeing this whole thing that's happening on this planet. And that's okay. Respect other people's perspectives, their values, but don't allow it to interfere with yours. Slow motion this side. There are levels to this, deep divers, levels to this. Levels upon levels. And as you are awakening, as you are finding out who you really are, as you are finding out that you've been lied to in this matrix, you might find that other people around you are still fast asleep, still drinking the Jim Jones Kool-Aid. And now it's tricky because you know that being free is your birthright, and they're like, hey, just shut up and be quiet and get to work in the matrix. And you're like, no, I want to be free. So you're going to have to realize that you're going to have to let go of these people. You're going to have to also realize not everyone you lose is a loss. And you're also going to have to realize not everyone wakes up at the same time. When I was first starting Infinite Waters, I was way ahead of my time. I was talking about concepts and ideas that nobody was talking about. Had people giving me the fluoride stare like, huh? But I kept going. You know why? Because this was my truth. I had to honor it. I'm like, hey, I don't care if you've got different perspectives than me, if you have different values than me, this is my truth. And guess what? Fast forward like 10 years. These people who doubted me, who were against me, they're like, Ralph, gosh, I'm so proud of you. Can we hang out? And I'm like, no. You're going to have to remind yourself, deep divers, life is not about pleasing people. Life is about being honorable, respecting yourself, staying loyal to yourself. People always talk about loyalty. What about loyalty to yourself? Slow motion this side. Learn how to be loyal to yourself. Learn every single day. It is all about realizing you can't please everyone. And certain people that are close to you, you're going to have to disappoint them. They're going to have to find out who you really are, and they're going to have to respect it. You see, we respect people when they stand up for what they want and know what they want and are not ashamed of what they want. We respect people who have found out who they really are. And you have to remind yourself, it's not about other people's values and perspectives. It's about you standing on your square and saying, these are my values. This is what I stand for. This is me. And sometimes you're going to have that blunt conversation with a loved one to say, hey, look, this is me. If you don't like it, too bad. I don't even like your lifestyle that much, but I'm not trying to change you. I'm allowing you space to live how you want to live. You've got to allow me space to live how I want to live. You've got to remind yourself, deep divers, find a community. I've got the Infinite Waters community, and it's the best community in the world. We've got the cat down the road in the community. We've got butterflies floating around in the community. There's no place I'd rather be than in this community, deep divers. I've got a whole support network. There are many people, when I was first starting coming up, a lot of people said, gosh, Ralph, I don't see it the way you see it. And I'm like, that's cool. But someone out there does. And they are my support network. So I'm not alone. We are never alone unless we abandon ourselves. Don't think you're alone. You have a tribe out there who sees the world just as you. You have a tribe out there who shares the same values as you. You have a tribe out there who has a similar perspective as you. Honor this tribe because they are your foundation that you stand upon. Oh my gosh. When I started to grow and my values and my perspective started to inspire other people, the same people who had different values and perspectives than me were like, oh my gosh, maybe I should listen to Ralph Smart because it seems millions of other people are. You see, deep divers, you don't have to convince people to have the same values as you. What are my values, by the way? Being free is your birthright. Live life to the full. The universe reveals its secrets to people who dare to follow their heart. Follow your heart. Let love guide you and not fear. Simple values, family, love, relationships. Put that first. Put God first. Put the universe first. And remind yourself to be humble, because just as it's given, it can be taken away. Simple values, right? You've got to remind yourself you're not here to convince people to think like how you think. You are here to show people why the way you live is working for you.
Mm.
Slow motion this time. Mm. You're not here to convince, to say, hey, be like me, have the same values. 7 Day Vegan Challenge, I've been plant-based for over 18 years. I've got meat eaters on this channel. I've got people who eat octopus and they eat whales. They eat all kinds of things, right? Even carpets. That's cool. Do what you want to do. I'm just sharing with you what's helped me along my journey. And in turn, it's inspired a lot of other people. Shout out to Odd Ones Out, who said, there's this guy who always says 7 Day Vegan Challenge. That video has over 30 million views. So just by me living my truth and holding my values dear to me and not bowing down or changing, it has inspired other people to take a look at my values, my perspectives. So you've got to remind yourself, this is what happens when instead of convincing people, all you do is show them your life, be an example of the life you're living. This is how to deal with people with other values and other perspectives. Be an example. I don't go around telling people, hey, wake up from the matrix, wake up from the matrix. No, I just tell them, hey, I've manifested a YouTube Gold Award, number one best-selling book, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. They're like, oh, let me listen to this guy. You know why? Because of success. We're drawn to that. You've got to remind yourself many times when we talk about this massive split that's happening, some people are awake and aware, some people are fast asleep. You're going to have to realize nothing is personal. Even your mom might be telling you, hey, don't live that lifestyle, or your dad, because no matter how old you are, you're still a child in your mom's eyes, right? Doesn't matter if you're 50 years old, you're still a little boy, a little girl. Look. You're going to have to remind yourself there's something called the generation gap. Your mom, your dad, they were born in a different time period. Life has changed. Life has changed. Things have moved on. It's a whole new world right now. So you've got to remind yourself it's not personal. It's just that that's how they were raised. So when you remind yourself that everyone has a different programming in this matrix, like when you tell your children, hey, don't do that. Don't do that. That's coming from your insecurities and your fears, but it's a whole new world. They have to make up their own mind. You see, people who love you, they will always respect your values and your perspectives, even if they're different than your own. Mm. What? Slow motion this side. Mm. I said, people who love you will always respect your values and perspectives, even if they're different than their own. People who love you always want the best for you. So take that into consideration. Many people, they're like, hey, if you don't have the same values as me, if you don't see the world the same as me, I don't like you anymore. No, you didn't like me to begin with. You have to get away from these people. You have to remind yourself energy is contagious. If you are around a lot of fearful people long enough, you start becoming fearful yourself. You've got to remind yourself you're going to the next level. You're outgrowing your circle because you know something. You have new information. You have different values right now. You want more from life. You don't want to be another brick in the wall. You don't want to be another cog in the wheel. You want something more, something greater. You've awakened to your true purpose. And a lot of people are just rolling out of bed saying, what? Don't feel ashamed. feel guilty, embrace who you are unapologetically. If they can't deal with it, too bad. You've got to remind yourself every single day, these divers, every single day to protect your energy. This is how to deal with people with different values, perspectives, because there's a massive split happening between 3D and 5D. Some people, they don't mind living in fear every single day, waking up to bad news. Some people, they want more. They want to vibrate in love. They want to do a little samba, baby. They want to raise the frequency. They want to travel the world and see the beauty of Gaia. And some people are just stuck in their comfort zone. And that's the reason why it's up to you to place yourself in the right environment that you can blossom and grow. Remind yourself, deep divers, every single day to protect your energy. Protect your energy. Protect your energy. I've got a shield around me at all times. This is how to deal with other people's perspectives and values that aren't in alignment to your own. Protect your energy. There are people who don't care about any human beings, and that's the way they live. And there are people who have compassion, empathy. You want to surround yourself with people like that. Surround yourself with people who are on the same mission. Why, oh, why, deep divers, do we take advice from people who aren't even taking their own advice? Doesn't make sense. You got to stop doing that. Because, you see, if you are 5D, you don't ask the 3D person for advice. You know why? Because you're on another level. You ask someone else who's at the same level as you for advice. You're so real, Ralph. I know, deep divers. So you've got to remind yourself that there's levels to this life experience. You've got to remind yourself it's not personal. You can respectfully still love that person, but keep your distance. Say that again, Ralph. You can respectfully still love that person, but keep a distance. You live your life. I'm going to live my life. We can still keep peace from a distance. Don't think you're here to be everyone's personal savior and get everyone to like you. That's a recipe for disaster. I told you, people who people please are the most unhappy people. You know why? Because they find out in the end, even if you do what they want, they still want more. They're never satisfied. So therefore, you have to start honoring your feelings. You must know what you want. You must know who you are. You must realize in life, as you change, your circle changes. As you change your thoughts, the people now change in your life who are in alignment with the same thought frequency and vibration as yourself. If you are all about nature, you want to surround yourself with people who are all about nature. If you are all about being free in your eyes and waking up to how crooked this matrix is, you want a support team that sees the world as you do. Otherwise, you're going to be in a comfortable prison around people who aren't doing any good for you. Deep divers, the split has already begun. It's up to you to make the choice today where you stand. It's up to you to realize you can't serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. You're going to have to choose respectfully who you are and say, okay, these are my values. These are my principles. These are my morals. This is my perspective of how I see reality. I'm standing by it. You can stand by yours. You want to focus on people who are where you are. Give your energy to that instead of trying to get people on board with where you are. I don't spend a second trying to convince people about the matrix and how to wake up and be free. You know why? Because I'm the living embodiment of it. So all I've got to do is open my mouth and say, peace, infinite waters. People are going to listen all around the world. I'm an example of what I'm talking about. And that actually helps more people to adopt similar values and perspectives to my own. Like being free is your birthright. You're going to have to remind yourself, deep divers, life is all about letting go of what is not serving you and making space for what inspires you. And that's why I'm just saying, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Hey, beautiful deep divers, hit that like button right now if you support the real. Hit that like button right now if you support the real. Let's breathe. That was beautiful. Let's go. Woo! Breathing in that glass, Prada baby. Go and check out the number one best-selling book, Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book. The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version. Also, go and check out the latest new book, The Book of 1111 Infinite Quotes by Ralph Smart at ralphsmart.com/the book. Deep divers, go and get the Good Ass Prana shirt for men, women, children, even cats. Even cats, deep divers, all new limited design shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. Deep divers, and if you're a sexy ass model, woo, with a whole lot of heart, you want to model the clothing, well, go and buy some. We're doing the fashion show worldwide in a city near you. If you want to be an Infinite Waters model, make sure you DM me on Instagram at official Ralph Smart. Deep divers, they tried to bury us. They forgot we were seeds. There is a massive split happening. Remind yourself, family and friends are going to leave you. But the real ones will always remain. Oh, my gosh, I love that. Slow motion this side. One love, deep divers. See, Infinite Waters diving once again. Stay well, stay healthy. Peace.
All right. Excuse me. All right, guys. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. And Michelle, hold on. All right. So, thank you guys. All right. Hope you guys are doing well, guys. We are in a wonderful time. You know, as they say, what a time to be alive, right? So, welcome. All right, guys, as you guys know, Enhancing Awareness Radio, this is Motivational Classroom, guys. And as many of you who are no strangers to ear knows, Enhancing Awareness Radio, Motivational Classroom, really is Enhancing Awareness Radio, excuse me, is one huge classroom, guys, where we learn together, we grow together. I compile different research material that, you know, that I've listened to, Ralph Smart being one of them. Y'all, let me tell y'all how Ralph has helped me. I mean, I have been through a lot in my life, you know, and on a lot of dark times, I had no one to talk to, no one to listen to me, no one to, you know, put up with my shit or anything. And I truly wanted to elevate and grow and really understand why I was going through the things I was going through. And I will literally type in Infinite Waters, and I would just pick a topic, guys. Ralph has been on for years, and he has, I mean, really, any life topic, you guys, just pick a topic. And one that really stuck out for me that helped me a lot was, if you type in Infinite Waters forgiveness, because I had to learn how to forgive myself. Like, when you pretty much wake up and start your days, you know what I mean? Like, start your days not on what you did yesterday or what happened yesterday, what you did wrong, what you did right, whatever the case may be, but just forgiving yourself, awakening each day and just forgiving yourself and also giving gratitude, saying thank you, you know. And Ralph talked about practice what you preach, you know, and I've practiced that for years, and it did change my imprint and how I viewed the world, and most of all, how I viewed myself. My inner world started to kind of shift, you know what I mean? Repetition, as they say, is the mother of all skill, right? So Ralph helped me a lot, guys. As you guys know, in Motivational Classroom, all of the clips that I use are going to be in the show notes. They are in the show notes right now. All right, guys, for you to go like and subscribe. You got to like and subscribe to Ralph Smart, okay? Infinite Waters YouTube. But I'm using Conjure Queen to close out, you know, and you guys go like and subscribe to their channels. They are awesome teachers, lecturers. You can buy products from them. I think Ralph Smart has books. You know what I'm saying? So Feel Alive by Ralph Small, I think, is the name of one of his books. But he talks about the 3D, 5D shift, you know, and many people may not understand what is really going on. So I encourage you all to do your own research and connect your own dots, okay? All right, guys. So today, I wish I had Nicola on the show because I think this was one he and I had came up with, and it was what, spiritual amnesia, you know what I'm saying? So and remember, guys, this is a classroom, so this is, on this topic, this is one that I'm still studying, and I think it's kind of still complex, you know what I mean? So if you have any insight or any ideas, you're welcome to email me. My link tree is in the show notes at the bottom in the show notes, guys. You can email me at any time and, you know, turn me on to many different lecturers and all that, guys. I like to compile many different teachers and bring that material on Enhancing Awareness Radio so, you know, we can learn and grow together, right? So, yeah, email me. Because this is a topic that I'm still learning about personally, but I feel that we have to go back to amnesia, period. You know what I'm saying? Amnesia, the definition is memory loss can cause, it can cause underlying diseases. What are the four types of amnesia? Retrograde amnesia, when you have retrograde amnesia, you lose memories. These clips that I got, guys, are going to explain more, but it's pretty much memory loss, okay, to kind of, you know, put it at a root, memory loss. But when we come to that, not just memory loss, but you know how you're just born into this realm, you know what I mean? It's like your memory is erased, you know, and I thought that was fascinating, you know, and I attempted to tap in and see, okay, like, wait a minute, why was our memory lost? Like, why, you know, what is the spiritual meaning on why the memory is wiped clean when you were born into this specific realm? You know what I mean? And I heard Brother Wisdom saying in a teaching before that this is one of the few realms, if not the only realm, that your memory is wiped clean when you get here. You know what I'm saying? Like other different realms, you know, if you don't know by now, you know, Earth is made of many different realms, you know what I'm saying? And what we call Earth, Atlantis, however, you know, this is just one realm, you know what I'm saying? So to think that we are the only ones is just the top tier insanity, what our minds have, you know, projected, you know what I mean? So having an open mind, knowing that there's many different realms, but why is our memory lost, spiritual amnesia, when we enter this realm? You know what I mean? So I pulled a few different clips, guys. So short-term memory loss, and it says essential symptoms to celebrate. So this is one by Ashun Collective. And again, guys, everything is going to be in the show notes, but let's listen to this first clip and see what she says about short-term memory loss.
So you're here because something in your personal experience is telling you that your memory should be better, right? You clicked on a video with the title Short-Term Memory Loss, Ascension Symptoms to Celebrate. So most likely, this implies that you've been experiencing a loss of memory lately along your journey, or that you're having a hard time recalling things within linear time. Now, let's break this down to really understand that and what that means. I like equations, and I feel like this gives a confession to the mind. So how can you experience a loss of memory? How is that possible? Well, you can only lose something if you first knew that you had it, right? So there's a comparison happening between two states, a state where you had something and then a state where it seemed to be lost. Now, if we just break this down very simply, you can see that two states and two objective realities, where there was something to be lost, implies time. Time passing, a change in state from one perspective to another, as if changing scenes in a movie. Memory and time go hand in hand. Can you have memory without time? No. And can you have time without memory? You may feel like the answer is no, not really. If someone has no memory and had instant amnesia, bringing them constantly into total infinite presence, there wouldn't really be time. Or perhaps we could say it would be omnipresence, all time that is contained in the now moment, infinite potentiality. So what does this tell us about short-term memory loss? How is this relevant? Well, its relevance is that what I'm sharing here is a gift to the mind, so that it can gain a certain level of understanding of what's happening within the mental functioning, so that it can be dropped, let go, and not chased after. So that if and when you begin to experience a loss of memory, you can allow this natural process to occur because you've processed and prepared your conditioning to comprehend this as an organic, natural, and beneficial aspect of awakening. So why is it that short-term memory loss is beneficial? It's a vital part of human evolution as we evolve out of linear time and into presence, or zero-point awareness. This is a journey from the mind to the heart, from thinking to feeling, from an age of being lost in the Maya, the illusion of the mind, the illusion that the mind paints using its access to our past and our future memory banks, and forecasts, which lead to anxiety, tension, contraction, suffering, sickness, and disease in the body when we overly give our attention to the stories and narratives that don't serve us within our mental landscape. So what we've done here is prepped you for a stage of ascension, so you have the internal awareness to observe the mind functioning when it brings up anxious thoughts and feelings about not remembering something, or a narrative that attempts to anchor guilt for not being able to recall something. Now, if and when those thoughts arise within your inner landscape, you can simply watch as they pass by, not clinging to anything, and reminding yourself that this perceived loss of memory or time can instead be celebrated. What we have done here is build a bridge. As individuals and collectively, we are on a journey from separation towards unity. And really, it's not towards anything at all, since unity is what we've always been. But the mind is what creates the illusion that we're somehow apart from that. Individually and collectively, we are on a journey from separation into unity, from duality into wholeness, from our mind to our heart. Essentially, we are unveiling ourselves to what was already here and now, always, beyond time. The mind is simply the activity that veils that. That is what these bridges allow. We are bridging worlds within ourselves. It is not us and this outside world. We are the world. What we have created here today is a confession for the mind, a stepping stone, an easier transition, almost like training wheels, as we move from a third-dimensional world that was lost in separation from life, separation from its source, lost in the Maya, the illusion of the mind, into a fifth-dimensional world that exists from the zero-point awareness of the heart space. The all-encompassing, omnipresent, divine, unconditional love that resides within each of us, connecting us as a fabric of eternity. It is our true nature to fully embrace and open our hearts. And we must first surrender our minds. We must let go of our clinging to every demanding story that floats through our inner space and simply see it for what it is, a happening. Clouds floating through an endless sky. We are that sky. The clouds have no effect on us unless we cling to them and judge our space of weather as better or worse than another. Pull back, release, and observe. Witness what you are. Something that we can only witness by being that, by allowing the mind to still, or to cease our clinging to what is arising and happening through us. So next time your mind offers up stories that read from anxiety or stem from comparison to a past version of yourself, breathe and walk the bridge we have just built together. The bridge of internal awareness of what's really going on. The mind is analyzing a past version of you and comparing it to a new version. In the dynamic of time, which only exists in the mind. Do you see the irony? The paradox? As we move from 3D to 5G consciousness, we are moving away from the mind, away from memory, away from time, into pure presence, absence of mental noise, and absence of clinging to mental stories. And instead, a faith and a trust arises naturally from this evolution into the heart. By giving your mind a heads up that the loss of memory is a good sign of your ascension, you immediately avoid the mental comparison, clinging, and anxiety of trying to hang on to things that are meant to be lovingly dissolved at this time in our journey. We are meant to surrender the mind to the heart. We are meant to surrender our clinging to these other versions of past and future to the present, to what is always, right here and right now. We are evolving into a new state of human, a transcendence of mind into fully embracing the body as our organic functioning occurs spontaneously in the omnipresent now. As we let go of our mind obsession, we feel into our true nature. We begin to taste our wholeness with essence that exists as one energy, interconnected and woven with all of life. The only thing that ever actually separated us from being one with life itself in our infinite nature was our clinging to stories and ideas that bundled together to create a sense of separation as the egoic self and personality. The idea that we were only this person, which is really just an idea, a construct or a concept, a fraction of the whole, rather than the whole itself. As our mental clinging fades away, the illusion of being separate fades with it, and we come to rest in the heart as our true self, one with all creation, emanating peace and unconditional love. So now as you go along your journey, if you have moments where you come across narratives, thoughts seem to flow through your mind and compare you to a past version, or try to get you to feel like you need to remember something or that you're not remembering enough. In any activity of emotion that follows that, in terms of anxiety or overwhelm, You can now relax and release in those moments and observe that thought like any other part of the illusion of the mind and let it fade away into the distance, knowing that you do not need to cling to any of this. And the bridge that we have built is the awareness of this. The bridge that we have built is a confession to the mind, meaning that we are coming from a mental functioning world. So we have catered to the mind. We have been compassionate to the mind and to the sense of personhood, which doesn't really exist in the way that we think it does. So that the person, next time a thought appears in the person's mind, which is all just really a part of the illusion, the person can relax and let it go and come to rest again and again in the heart, because now you know that this is all an organic part of ascension, a natural evolvement, an evolution beyond time, beyond the mind, beyond comparing ourselves to the past or forecasting what will be in the future, or judging ourselves compared to something that we've done or should have done differently. With this bridge built, as things arise, we can simply take a step forward again and again into where we already are, here, now, omnipresent, unconditional love.
I like to say unconditional balance, because that love thing can be kind of tricky, because we think that it's love is always just feel good stuff. You know what I mean? So unconditional balance, I feel, is a great way to explain that. So that was a good one. Just to kind of give you an idea, I still don't think that that kind of goes in on spiritual amnesia, but the takeaway that I got from that is, I just had it. Look, memory loss. Spiritual amnesia can be a form of protection in sort. You know what I mean? So what if spiritual amnesia is a form of protection, a protective thing, or some entity wipes our minds for some whatever reason or whatever, however this thing is being played out, but everything is kind of going accordingly to its divine plan, yet we don't understand the ultimate divine plan yet, let me say that, but it's all coming into fruition, right? So I think the most important thing is to know and understand that as these ascension symptoms, different mini avenues that we can touch on, as these things are happening, these clips and everything that I've done, I have a series called Ascension Symptoms. I have a whole series, you guys, and this one is amnesia. I think I did about four or five, about six probably, from one. So go back in the archives, check all of those out. Like and subscribe to all of the people that I gathered their classroom material for, you know what I mean? But it's important to kind of know how you react in this time as we are ascending, right? So let's check out this second one. And it talks about brain waves, I believe. Let's see. Yeah.
What is happening in the brain during ascension or energy upgrades? So the human brain is really extraordinary. It's one of my favorite organs in the body. I used to really focus a lot on the brain when I was a physical therapist. I worked in neuropediatrics. So the brain, I've always been really fascinated with the brain. And when it comes to spiritual changes like ascension or energy upgrades, essentially what's happening is your brain will actually change. And you know, I don't have proof of that when it comes to, we would probably have to do a study where we would put spiritual people before their awakening under a functional MRI and then after their awakening under a functional MRI to see if there were changes. So all that I'm sharing here is just anecdotal evidence and just the experience that I've had in going through a spiritual awakening and then in working with so many people from around the world and their awakenings. And what ends up happening in the brain is really fascinating. The way that I see this is that the neurons, remember that you have almost 100 billion neurons in your, and these are neurons are your are brain cells in your brain. So that's an enormous amount. That's like the amount of stars in the Milky Way galaxy. It's just an enormous amount of cells. And those neurons talk to each other all the time. They're communicating with each other all the time. What happens during ascension, essentially what is happening is, another way to say what ascension is or what energy upgrades are, is that you start to be able to hold more light in your body. That's one of the simplest ways that I like to look at ascension, is that you're now able to hold higher concentrations of light in your body than you were before. And that's what we can call ascension or an energy upgrade. And what this means to the brain, really, in the brain, is to make it very simple, is your brain just starts functioning a lot better, a lot more efficiently. So one thing I noticed with me, and so many people have said that, is that, said that about their lives too and about their awakenings when I talk about this, is that when before and after my awakening, I felt like I just became more intelligent than I was before. It's a feeling that I got. And when I talk to so many people, they say that they feel like they got smarter after a spiritual awakening too. And it's because the brain is actually working more efficiently. You're using more areas of the brain when that ascension process occurs. The neurons start to talk to each other a lot more easily than they did before. And I think a lot of this has to do with trauma energy. So a lot of times before our spiritual awakening, we're bogged down by a lot of trauma energy. And trauma energy can house itself in the human body, but also in the mental body of the aura, which is connected to the brain. And so you can feel it like there's a weight on top of you or a cape, you know, like just imagine that you just put this big black cape over your head and you're walking around life with this black cape over you. You don't see very clearly, but then as soon one day, if you just take that cape off, and you start looking around, suddenly the world looks very differently from you to you because you don't have a black cape, you know, kind of filtering the world for you anymore. And so to me, the biggest changes that I saw when it had to do with brains is the idea that your brain starts to function more efficiently, so your intelligence goes up. But it's not intelligence in the traditional sense. A lot of times when we talk about intelligence, we tend to measure only left brain intelligence, logic, and all of that in the left brain. And the type of intelligence I'm talking about that you kind of accelerate into after a spiritual awakening or during an upgrade or ascension is that intelligence that's more complex, that's not just rational in its thought. So that's more having to do with the right hemisphere of the brain. So you become more easily, it's easier for you to be a more complex thinker. You feel the world in a different way. So your right brain, your right hemisphere starts to come in. You start to see the world less as having boundaries and more as this beautiful kind of dance of life. And that's all coming, that's all translated in the brain through light entering the brain and just using more spaces of the brain than it did before. So the image that I'm getting is like, you know, before your spiritual awakening, before the upgrades, think of your brain as being like, you know, 50% lit up and 50% asleep. And then when you go through an ascension, more, you know, 60% of your brain is now filled with light, and then 70% of your brain is filled with light. So you just light up. You start to feel things differently. But aside from the ability to understand the world in a more complex way, I noticed that about myself. I started to be able to think faster. I started to be able to just, I could get to from step one to step 10 really, really quickly after my awakening. And I've worked with many people who say the same thing. So it's not just with me. It's with pretty much everyone. And one of the reasons why this is happening is because the brain is becoming more efficient. There's more areas of the brain that are lit up with this beautiful light. There's less weight. There's less, the brain is less, it's less stuck on memories from the past, on ruminating on things that used to happen that So it kind of lets go of all of that, and the light comes in and gives more space for the brain to be dedicated to higher, more complex thinking. Another thing that happens having to do with the brain is that when you awaken and you go through these ascension phases, what ends up happening is your entire nervous system becomes more sensitive, and your brain is part of your nervous system. And so what I noticed happened to me was, as I would go through these periods of ascension, my senses would become more sensitive. And my brain stopped filtering as much information as it did before. Now, for some people, that can feel like, oh my God, that's a little bit scary. What do you mean your brain stopped filtering the excess information? But for me, it didn't feel that way. It just felt like I was more alive. So my senses became more alive. I was able to see it, to feel the world in a different way than I was before. And it was all because this brain was mediating the neuronal activity, and the conversations that the neurons were having and my entire nervous system was having was more, it was more online, it was more sensitized, it was more alive, okay? So these are just some of the changes that happen with the brain. It's really cool, and let me know in the comments below if you guys have been experiencing any of this where you feel like your brain is thinking more efficiently after these upgrades or after ascension. You feel like you're smarter. You can see things. You can see complex patterns. You can see things in a different way than you did before, or if your senses have become more sensitive, more alive. This is all because the neurons, the increased light in your brain is increasing the communication between your neurons, and they are no longer filled with any kind of past baggage, so they can actually be more free to integrate more light.
Aha! I like that. All right, all right. How to get through ascension symptoms. So, the takeaway that I got from that clip was, you're not crazy. Okay. And that's just for a collective, right? You're not crazy.
Transformation is ever easy. Change brings uncomfortable experiences, and it can get overwhelming. You may be undergoing a spiritual ascension where you are thrown off balance by the changes and the sudden flow of high vibrational frequencies. These energetic transformations you will go through are necessary as you settle into your new consciousness. In this video, we will talk about how the experiences you'll encounter as you go through a spiritual ascension will affect you, and how to tackle your ascension symptoms so you can experience your spiritual awakening much easier. Before we continue to the main topic, if you are not subscribed yet to this channel, please click the subscribe button now and hit the notification bell for you to get notified of our new upcoming videos. The changes brought by your ascension affect every aspect of your being, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual. As you go through the process, your energy vibration gets lighter, your thoughts expand, you become more aware, your emotions change, and you see the world in a different perception, which can all get destabilizing as you experience changes to accommodate your level of vibration. These lighter and new energies will bring joy, beauty, healing, wisdom, and love into your life. However, the process will be uncomfortable as your old self will try to cling on to you and not willingly go away. Hence, here are some of the ways that will help you go through your spiritual ascension and awakening more easily. Release and let go. Walking through the ascension path is not like a walk through the park. It gets really hard when you are experiencing transformation while holding on to the past. However, when you open yourself to the changes, you will find that there is an easier path through your spiritual ascension symptoms. Releasing and letting go of your past will include letting go of your perceptions and beliefs. At first, you will undoubtedly question, why do I have to let go of the things I believed in my whole life or the principles I stand by? But then you have to question yourself, are these things still serving me, or are they holding me back? Change will always be painful when you keep coming back to the things that are hindering you. You might feel like you're finally ready to let go, but your mind is doubtful as a part of you is still holding on to the past. Know that when you let go of the negative beliefs and the things that are not serving you, you will make room for positive energies to flow into you. There will be more room for the ideals of higher consciousness you can integrate. Keep calm and breathe. More often than not, we get so caught up with pain and suffering that we make it a part of ourselves without realizing it. We forget that it is always up to us how we deal with the suffering and the pain. We need to keep calm and breathe through the challenges that come to us. The ascension symptoms can easily get overwhelming and painful to the point that you experience the dark night of the soul. Know that this too shall pass, and you can surpass the suffering and the challenges. Hang in there and work on keeping your mind from spiraling into the depths of despair. After all, it is always darkest before the dawn. Practice breathing deeply, as it will surely help you to quiet your mind and focus on the present. Meditations will help release you from the fixations of the ego and allow you to see yourself as you truly are. Guided meditation. Meditation is an invaluable tool to return to assist you on the path of spiritual awakening. Those who fail to meditate in order to quieten their minds tend to experience a bumpy ride on their spiritual journey. It is best to find guided meditations that will not only help you to silence your mental chatter, but will also help you call upon the presence of the higher being to raise your vibration. This will help you get through the ascension symptoms you are having trouble with. If you are looking for simple meditations, we have some videos you can check out after. These are simple guided meditations that will help you become more aware of yourself and of the blessings coming into your life. Moreover, our guided meditations will help you connect to the incredible energy that will help you channel your mind and keep you focused, so you can lift your spirit and awaken your divine light. We will pin the link of our guided meditation video on the description box, and you can also click on the upper right side of your screen so you can access and enjoy our guided meditation and help you to focus your mind and awaken your spiritual light. To boost your vibration and get through spiritual ascension symptoms, start listening to channeled meditation on a daily basis. This will cleanse and improve your energy, open your heart and mind, and restore your authentic vibration with the divine. Angels, ascended masters, and spirit guides. Another way of getting through ascension symptoms is to ask the angels, ascended masters, and spirit guides to help you align your energies with the presence of a higher form of consciousness. The angels, ascended masters, and spirit guides exist on the higher planes and are useful guides to assist you with the ascension process. They understand what it means to come from a higher place, to embody beauty, joy, love, passion, peace, and wisdom. Since they have been there and done that, aligning with their higher consciousness will ease the symptoms you're experiencing. Because they reside on the inner plane, you can always ask them for help, and they will always be there to support and guide you. You can rest assured that you have access to them, always. Their wisdom and guidance are available for you whenever you need it. Nature. Surround yourself with nature. Reconnect with nature. Surround yourself with the sound of the gentle swaying of the trees. Take a walk in a park or a trek in the mountains. Feel the heat of the sand with your bare feet. Keep yourself connected with the beautiful energy of nature. If you are living in the heart of the city, go and visit a park and find the best place for you to sit on the ground under the trees. You can also go to a botanical garden if there is one near you, or just keep a house plant. We may get caught up with the struggles of life, but we need to remember that nature is our refuge. The energies of nature are an eternal rock, an everlasting presence that helps us sync with the energies of the earth and keeps us grounded as our heads drift into the clouds during the ascension process. Finally, keep moving. You have to take the next step. You need to get out of your comfort zone to embrace beautiful changes in your life. Spiritual ascension isn't an end goal, but a never-ending process. You have to do the work in the real world. Many choose to spiritually bypass when they experience ascension symptoms and find it hard to cope in the real world. While it is okay to rest and adjust, the higher purpose is to keep moving forward and be of service to mankind. Your spiritual ascension will bring endings and beginnings to your life. So you have to constantly move, accept the ends of phases, and embrace your new era. Ask the universe for help. The angels will show you your next step forward. Take it one step at a time and you will seamlessly continue to move on your path of ascension and awaken your divine self. Just keep going. If you like this video, please comment down below. And if you have any suggestions or request videos, we will do our best to respond to each one of them. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel and hit the notification bell to get notified of our new videos. Thank you so much, and share this video now.
And remember, guys, my video credits will always be in the show notes and also how to contact me. So, yeah, that was a good one. I want to add to that. Someone told me this, and it's if you go back and listen to the archives, guys, in the older shows, I always talk about the process. Be patient with your process. We always want end results. We always want right now results. But in my own experience, what I have learned is that, you know, even perfection, you know, should we even strive for perfection? Because, you know, is that the illusion that, you know, perfection, or is it that even when we are shifting with these symptoms, you know, I mean, it can be cliche, because it was for me. It can be cliche to people, you know, go in nature and, you know, go do a ballerina dance and you'll feel better. And, you know, just simply change your thoughts. You know, there's nothing simply about any of this, okay? But another thing someone taught me early on was what we practice is what we get good at, all right? So from someone who has practiced and has done his work, what we get good at, and by shifting these new incorporations, new healthy habits into one's psyche, it does work over time. I'm a witness today, guys. All right, so we don't have long, guys. I'm going to be wrapping this up. Are you having these attention symptoms, Scorpio full moon? Now, she did this about 3 months ago, but I feel that the same still applies. Conjure Queen is a wonderful research tool that I use. The elixirs, like, she turned me on to a lot of shit. I haven't got a reading from her yet. But the amazing sister. I love the balanced energy of the mother. She's a Cancer energy. I love when I am in the arena, if you will, of women who really do give a damn about the betterment of this world. You know what I'm saying? And it's a projective energy that you can just feel and gravitate to, you know. So thank you. But she made this video, and she talks about on her channel, so go like and subscribe to her channel, guys. She talks a lot about ascension and different rituals you can do and all that, you know. So she has helped me a lot in her videos, guys. So please do your own research and go check her out, guys. Amazing. But I'm going to be wrapping this up, guys. You can join me tomorrow. I believe I have not done Book of the Month this month. So you guys know I love audiobooks. I love books, period. I have two different libraries, guys. So love me some books, but audiobooks, guys. So I believe tomorrow is Behold a Pale Horse. All right. So that's an interesting one for the times that we are in now, because William Cooper, shout out to him, you know, a lot of his earlier research, guys, I was fortunate enough to, you know, kind of be into this stuff early on, and I got a chance to listen to a lot of William Cooper's lectures when he was still alive. So shout out to him for, you know, turning us on to a lot of material. But I'm going to end with this clip, guys. But please join me every weekend. Podcasts are normally, I'm not on every weekend, but I think I missed last week. But anyway, guys, you can check me out every weekend normally, right? Shows should be uploaded before noon. So if you need to contact me at any time, guys, though, I do readings. Oh, speaking of readings, I pulled. As this podcast was airing, I pulled, and the card that I pulled was Know Your Magic. Know your magic in this time. Everybody, I feel that everybody's magic is tailored and unique, you know what I mean, to each one's vibration, okay, and how potent that magic is. Not to use it against each other, you guys, but to use it in a collective way as betterment of as this world is extending, guys. You know what I mean? We have to stop trying to fight each other, guys, when it comes to this magic. So know your magic, kindness, consideration, you know, just how do you identify with your own inner magic? So I do readings, guys, so if you need to contact me for a reading, you can definitely do that, Linktree. I haven't done them as much lately, because there's a lot going on, and I am very protective of my energy, and I do not allow too many people in my cipher. But you're welcome, you know, to contact me if you want. But, yeah, so let's see what Conjure Queen has to say about ascension symptoms. Are we feeling these? And, yeah. All right, guys, till next time. Peace.
Peace, family. Conjure Queen here. And in this segment, I want to talk about a lot of things that spiritualists don't really talk about. And you know what? It's something that I didn't even know about before I embarked upon this journey. So I want to talk about some of the things that I wish I knew before I embarked upon this spiritual journey. Okay. So one thing that I'm going to say is that this spiritual healing journey is anything but pretty. It's anything but cute. And when people be out here acting like this shit is all love and light and sweet, I be like, yo, you are fronting, okay? Because when you really do the work, listen, anybody in here that's watching this right now, let me know in the comments. Like, let me know, is this spiritual shit easy for y'all? Because I feel like when you really doing the work, you really have to go through the dark nights of the soul. Like, I'm talking about, like, when you're going on a spiritual journey, you have to make sure that you're maintaining your mental health, your emotional health, like your physical health, because the spiritual is tied into all of these things. And what I realized is that, you know, when we, like, most of the people that tune into my lives, my channel, like, we are all, like, high-level thinking beings, right? Like, we know that there is more to life than this superficial shit. And so a lot of the times, because we have high vibrating minds, we like to think about abstract ideas, right? Abstract concepts. But a lot of the times, we're not really focusing on, like, the everyday mundane things that still are important. We forget that we're still having a human experience and we are inside of this human body. We forget that we're really just an eternal soul just experiencing being an individual at this time in this matrix. And the reason why I'm bringing all of this up is because a lot of the times we like to read books upon, like, alchemy. We like to read books and learn about, like, the ancient dead languages. We want to learn about magic. We want to learn about how to summon all of these powerful energies and entities. But a lot of us don't even know how to have a simple, healthy relationship. Let's talk about that. A lot of us want to focus so much on these abstract ideas instead of really just focusing on ourselves. And sometimes with spirit, we go to our ancestors, we go to our spirit guides, and we ask them, you know, these high-level questions, or, like, these questions about the universe, these questions about, like, philosophy and all these crazy things, right? And there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with thinking bigger than the basic things. But also, you got to realize, like, yo, if you have a weak foundation, then everything else from that is also going to be weak. And what is that foundation that we're talking about? We are talking about you. You are the foundation. Everything goes back to self. Everything goes back to source. You are literally, like, your universe is basically centered around you. And if you don't even know how to love yourself, how can you teach people how to love you? If you don't have boundaries, if you don't understand boundaries, how are you sitting here trying to summon demons and angels and entities and fairies and ancestors when you don't even have boundaries on human beings? And then you're trying to deal with these higher level djinn and these super, super intelligent beings. If you don't know how to handle humans, how you going to handle these spirits? If you don't know how to control your emotions, how are you going to be able to control or sustain these natural energies in order to channel and make manifestations? You understand that emotions is energy in motion. And when we don't know how to even control our own emotions or what's going on inside of us, how are we going to really try to sit here and create outcomes outside? Sometimes we really got to just dig deeper and realize, like, yo, sometimes it's really not that deep. Sometimes the answer can be so simple. Sometimes some people, they can't tap into the spiritual gift because they're not drinking enough water. Right? Some people be like, I'm not having dreams. I can't communicate with my ancestors. I feel like my gifts are weak. Why? You're not drinking water. Water is very spiritual. And especially with all of these cosmic energies hitting the planet right now, like, yo, we have a retrograde. Like, we have freaking an eclipse. Like, we got a full moon coming up, a full moon in Scorpio, and you guys know Scorpio is heavy, intense energy, all about the emotions, all about transformation, metamorphosis. So everything that's going on right now, and a lot of people are going through it, like, they're going inside of their souls, they're doing the healing, a lot of traumas and past things are coming up, And it's like, yo, like, really, to be honest, I feel like as spiritualists, we also have to start talking about, like, human issues that we have. Like, I get it, like, you know, I think that we need to start talking more about mental health and also talking about, like, our love languages and talking about, like, our traumas, talking about our fears, talking about our ambitions and goals, and really kind of, like, ungutting and unrooting those problems, those deep embedded seeds. Because honestly, and I'm telling you this now, a lot of people come into the spiritual journey leaving the church, but still have that church mentality, being indoctrinated, right? Still looking for somebody to save you, a Christ figure, right? A Messiah. And you know what? Sometimes it may not even be it may not be Jesus. It may not be Muhammad, right? It may not be Buddha. It may not be these particular entities or deities or beings. Sometimes we can make a person a Messiah. Sometimes we can make an addiction a Messiah, something that we think it saves us or it takes us away from our pain and suffering. It takes us and it distracts us away from what we need to focus on. But sometimes pain is not necessarily a bad thing. I think that pain sometimes is necessary because it's God or spirit or the universe's way of shaking us up and redirecting us on where we really need to be. You feel me? Like, everybody right now, I really feel like we're all going through a universal purging, a universal cleansing right now. And anybody, like, listen, if you've been feeling these energies, if you've been feeling like something is making you go through some type of a transformation right now, if you've been feeling like you've been tested, yo, like, drop it below, drop it in the comments, guys, talk to me, let me know, because, yo, these energies are so powerful. And one thing I can say is right now you really want to tap in. You really want to, like, take time to be with self and really ask self, like, yo, what is going on, right? Like, you know, analyzing the people around you, because with that eclipse that came, eclipses represents endings. And a lot of the times, like, you know, when we're under a lot of stress, we like to cling on to things that make us feel safe and comfortable. But is this a false sense of security, or is this really healthy? Is this really what you need right now? Come on, y'all. Like, we know that we're in the matrix. We understand that this is the world of illusion. But we have to also know when it's time to let go of things, people, situations, addictions, and ways of thinking, old systems that don't serve us anymore. It doesn't serve us anymore. So why are we still holding on to these outdated ways of being? This is why we're feeling pain. Universe is redirecting us and saying, no, this is old now. Let this go. Let this go. There's so many things that's changing on so many different levels on the macrocosm and the microcosm. And I'm telling you, like, after this full moon is over, after this moon cycle is over, like, you're going to be a completely different person. You're going to be transformed. You're going to be changed. Something in your life is going to be drastically different, so get ready for it. And this is happening to everybody right now. Like, this is a macrocosmic thing, big changes, big transformations, like, governments changing. Like, I'm talking about, like, not just, like, on our interpersonal level, like, interpersonal relationships, but a lot of people that's watching this right now, I'm telling you right now, like, even when it comes to the workplace, you may not even want to be at the same career or the same job that you're in. Understand that if you've been having issues with work, if you've been having issues with your job, with career, whatever, the universe is redirecting you, saying that maybe you need to tweak some things. Maybe this is not serving you anymore. Maybe you're just staying here because you're comfortable, but you know that you could be doing more. A lot of people that's watching this right now, you play small. You play small because you've been so used to dimming your light to make everybody else around you feel comfortable. But it's like now what's happening is that you're starting to feel uncomfortable. And I always say this. Somebody once told me, they said, yo, you cannot change a person. A person only changes when they get sick and tired of being sick and tired. It's when they can't take it anymore. It's when they're done. That's the only way people will change is when they're just fed up with their own bullshit. And sometimes we be in our own way. Let's be real. We like to project. We like to blame other people for our insecurities, and nobody can hurt you without your permission, right? We can't control how people think, how they feel about us, what they do to us. We can only control what we say, how we feel, what we think, what we do. You feel me? We're in control of our universe. We're in control of who's in our circle. We're in control of what we feed and what feeds us. What are you consuming? Be aware of what you're consuming, whether it's the social media, whether this is food, whether this is whatever type of information that your consciousness and subconsciousness is absorbing. Understand that that is becoming your reality. You are what you eat. You are what you consume. We got to have these deep-level conversations, family, because I feel as though we are moving into a great purge right now. And listen, anybody else in here that's feeling like, yo, I feel like I need to eat cleaner. I feel like when I try to eat unhealthy, my stomach is not handling that right now. My body is like, no, we're not doing that. No, we're not eating those no more. No, we're not doing that. We got to start eating healthy now. We got to start raising our vibration. Because there's something that's big that's happening right now where the universe is just kind of like, nah, you can't do that. That habit right there, no, cut it out right now. Because I feel like right now, I feel like I got to eat a lot of fruits and vegetables. Like I'm thirsty a lot. I'm hydrating like crazy. I'm not even drinking alcohol. Like little things is making me, I'm very sensitive to things right now. It's like, yo, my stomach is just not holding it down. It could be my favorite food. It's like, yo, I'm nauseous. Like, even the smell, like my sense of smell. Anybody else in here, my sense of smell is so strong right now. Everything, my senses are heightened. My emotions are heightened. Super sensitive. There's a lot of stuff that's happening right now. And I feel as though these are ascension symptoms. And, you know, and I've been tapping into myself, and y'all know, like, being an introvert, like, we spend a lot of time with self. We spend a lot of time self-reflecting, journaling, focusing on us, how we're growing, where we come from, where we're going. And that's why introverts are so advanced, because we have minimal distractions. You grow when you spend time alone. You grow in the darkness. The seed does not grow outside. The seed grows inside of the soil, in the darkness, in the womb. That is what's happening right now. In those moments, we have to go back into the womb, back into that darkness, into the cradle of warmth. That's why I say whenever I feel confused, I have to go into a room, close all of the doors, like turn off the lights, turn off all, unplug all electronics, no sound, no light, and it's just me in darkness focusing. I'm back in the womb. I'm back in that void. I'm back into the creative sense of the universe and nothingness to get my answer, to get back to self, away from distractions. What's happening now is that our body, a lot of us are going through Kundalini awakenings. You know, I be joking and I be making jokes and shit like that on my platform. I'm like, yo, my God, like, you know, my libido's been crazy. I've been super hot and bothered, you know, and I'm like, yo, I realize, like, that's a symptom of your Kundalini awakening, like going through a Kundalini awakening. And people always make it seem like we go through a awakening. Like, oh, I'm woke. I went through my awakening already. No, we go through several awakenings. You got to understand that every day when you rise up with the sun, you are a different person. You are not the same person that you was yesterday. You are not the same person that you was 7 years ago. You are not. You are an entirely different being. The way that you feel, the way that you think about yourself, like everything about you is different. And we're constantly changing and growing. This is the realm of cycles and changes. Nothing stays the same here. Everything vibrates, everything moves. And when you go against the law of nature, when you go against the law of vibration, the law of change, that means that you're stagnant. The universe is not like that. So, yes, you will feel pain. Yes, you will feel force and pressure against you. Yes, you will feel opposition. That's called friction. This is basic physics. You feel me? It's pushback that you're getting. And then some people, sometimes we have to go into that moment of rest, of inertia, of stillness. Be still. Peace, be still. Because, I'm feeling like, oh, my God. shit is crazy. What is it? I don't know why, but the Six of Swords is popping up in my head right now. The tarot card, the Six of Swords, and it's talking about going away from troubled waters. Leaving troubled waters to go into a better space. You feel me? Saying that even though right now things may not be going as you want it to, release the need to control. That's your ego that's dying. We're going through an ego death. What does Scorpio represent? Death. Transformation. You have to die to be reborn, to become the phoenix. It's a Scorpio full moon that's coming up very soon. What is that, May 5th? Huh, Cinco de Mayo? Oh, yeah. It's a huge rebirth that's happening on the cosmic level, universal level, micro level, macro level. Get ready for it. Because a lot of people are here are going through ego death. Going through kundalini awakening, feeling super sexual because it's tapping into that primordial energy, source energy, serpentine energy, okay? You are tapping into your inner goddess, your inner god of who you are. There's something that's happening to us on a molecular level, spiritual level, and I feel as though all that will soon be revealed. Full moons reveal things. Be prepared to have the truth revealed to you. I'm hearing truth being revealed. I'm hearing balancing of scales. Cool, okay. I'm hearing manifestation is coming very soon. Very, very soon. And you're going to know all of this is going to be finalized by next moon. So all of this is happening within this moon season. Think about it. If you guys have a journal, think about what was your intention for the previous new moon. What intention did you plan? What was your mind at? What were you doing? You know, Google it when you get a chance. When you finish watching this video, go and Google when was the last new moon and ask yourself, you know, what was I doing at that time? You know, who was around me? What was my intention? What was my head at? What was I feeling? And you can't even see because now everything that you've been planning, thinking about, focusing on is coming into fruition, whether it was a good thing or a bad thing. You are what you focus on, what you attract, and what you consume. Pay attention to the people that have been coming into your life because they are your teachers. It's the universe teaching you. Remember, you are the universe. Everybody around you is the universe. We are all connected. The individuality is just an illusion so that we can experience our own thing separately. But it's really, we're really all the same. It's crazy. I just want to say, Dan, that it's okay to go through that dark night of the soul, but remember, we don't stay in that dark place. The seed eventually has to emerge out of the darkness and reach up towards the sun and the light to get illumination. After it goes through breaking through that shell, getting out of the cocoon, rising up and flying away. You feel me? The butterfly analogy, the seed coming out of the ground analogy, that is you. Your mind is a garden. Your life is a garden. And your garden is only going to be as beautiful as you make it. People be so focused on the grass being greener on the other side. No, the grass is greener where you water it, baby. Why are you not watering your own garden? You out here watering everybody else, but that's why you're not doing well. Because when's the last time you watered you? I'm channeling. Spirit is, oh, my God, you guys. Spirit is not playing right now. Spirit has been talking to me. Spirit has been in my ass. And I feel like, yo, I'm honestly, everything that I'm saying right now, I'm just speaking my truth and I'm just speaking about this journey. Like, people don't know, like, I started my platform because my platform is an online diary. It's for me to keep track of my growth. It's for me to understand, like, my emotions, what I'm feeling, what's happening on the micro and the macro, and how that relates to me and my journey, because we're all connected as above, so below, as within, so without. Take care of your mind, your mental health. Go get therapy. Find your team. If you're a healer, every healer needs a healer. You can't always try to heal yourself. You can't do everything by yourself. Human beings are natural tribal people. We need our tribe. Find your tribe. Attract your tribe. Figure out what it is about you that is repelling the things that you need and want for your soul. Sometimes your ego and your spirit is not in harmony with each other. That's why you're feeling pain. The only enemy is yourself. every day we make a choice. It's an old Native American saying. Old Native American saying that says, everybody is born with two wolves. Right? There's a good wolf and there's a bad wolf. And every day they go to battle. And then they say, a young boy said, well, which wolf wins, right? The wolf that wins is the wolf that you feed. You have to starve the wolf that has all the negative thoughts. Because you all have negative thoughts. You all have the good, we always see it in cartoons, like the angel on the right shoulder and the devil on the left shoulder, and you got both of them in your ear. Every day it's your consciousness, knowing ideas and situations that you're saying. Which one will you choose? Every day we make a choice, every choice. Every moment is a choice, and every choice that we make has consequences. Everything, the law of cause and effect. There is no such thing as coincidences. Everybody that you meet, everything that you went through, whether it was good, bad, ugly, beautiful, you created that because your soul needed that to experience that, to learn something, to grow. If you lost a job recently, you feel like financial things have been hard, it's something that you need to focus on, and that maybe that job was taking you away from your soul's mission. And that's why spirit removed that. We get so caught up in just the human things, and yes, we have to focus on the human level things, but understand that spirit communicates to us on a human level where we can understand, because right now we have a human brain. So you got to work through your human shit in order to understand how to work through your cosmic, higher level goddess and god shit. You feel what I'm saying? Because if everything is correspondent, if we can affect something on a lower level that can also affect something on a higher level, then that means that, let's say, for instance, if I'm feeling unclear, that means that it's something that I need to do. I need to clear out my physical body. Maybe I need to do a cleanse. Maybe I need to purge myself and get rid of all the impurities inside of me so that way I can be more clear in my mind, right? Physical, mental, emotional, spiritual is all connected, and our ancestors knew this. That's the problem that's wrong with Western medicine. It just focuses on a physical body. Money isn't everything, but money is a correspondence of energy. If your lower back's been hurting, if you've been having stomach problems, if something is talking about your stability, you don't feel safe, right? Money is the currency. Money is the energy. And if your money is blocked, it's saying that your energy is not really flowing as it should right now. You got to look inside yourself. You got to look inside and say, what's going on with my root chakra? What's making me not so safe and stable right now? Maybe I've been overworking and I haven't really been focusing on me. Am I using work as a distraction? Am I using this relationship as a distraction? Am I more so focused on other people and other situations and trying to help everybody else while I don't have to focus on me? These are conversations that we have to have with ourselves. What am I distracting myself from? What am I running away from? What do I need to focus on? Asking the real questions, because it's not that spirit is not talking to us. Spirit is always talking to us. Like, spirit is always here. It's just that we're so distracted. We're not tapped in. We're not listening. We're distracted. We're tuned into all of this other noise. Tap into yourself. Tap into spirit. Tap into your truth. Listen to the messages that are coming right now. And see what resonates and work on you. Because when you work on you, when you pour into yourself, the universe will continue to pour into you. That's just how it works, because you are the universe. Understand that. When you're neglecting yourself, the universe will neglect you. The universe will send you people that will neglect you. The universe will send people to you that will trigger you. Just so that you can realize nobody else has the answer but you.
That's it.
You got to invest in yourself. It's time that we invest in ourselves. Well, we are Taurus season right now, right? Talking about the goddess Hathoru, she's all about love or sex. She's all about love. Oshun. She's all about love. Like, the mother goddess energy is here. May is coming. Why do you think they have Mother's Day in May? It's not a coincidence. May is a very feminine, powerful energy. It's a month that we really dive deep into our feminine aspect, the yin aspect, the dark goddess aspect, fertility, abundance. These fruits are now growing. Everything, the seeds that you've been planting, those thoughts, those actions, those deeds, those feelings, they all come into fruition now. And the full moon is helping to activate it. With these freaking retrogrades, with everything that's happening right now, it's a lot. with the eclipses, transformation, change, endings is here. Let go of that dead weight. Let go of the past. Let go of the things that are holding you back. Stop living in the past. You can't see where you're going if you're still staring in the rearview mirror. Let it go. Let those situations and people go. It's time. Because you keep running around in circles doing the same thing, you're going to drive yourself mad or just go crazy and be dizzy. A change has to happen. And I believe that change is here. And I'm optimistic. And I definitely know that these energies, all of us, none of us are going to come through this the same. Everybody's going through a rebirth and transformation. And whether you're ready for it or not, it's happening. So the more you try to go against this energy, the more painful it's going to be. Right now, stop trying to control shit. Let that ego die. Release the need to control and just go with the flow. Stop forcing shit. Flow with it. You feel me? So, family, thank you so much for tuning in. I know that we channeled a lot right now.
All right, guys. That was it. I wanted to leave you with this. You know, when it comes to letting go, you know, so many people would always tell when I was in my darkest time, you need to let that go, you need to let that go. And, you know, I got very defensive in that. Ultimately, that is correct. You must let go. But just as I stated, there is one important piece that we always miss. And what that is there is a process in letting go. All right? So, in my experience, this is shit I've done, okay, and accomplished and got out on the other side, all right? Letting go is a process of layers and elimination, okay? I find myself letting go ultimately of huge things only to find there are tiny, minute particles that are connected to the root and why we can't truly let go. We get those root particles in the midst of the process of letting go. That's when the magic happens. All right, guys. Till next time.
'99, and the illusion continues. One begs to ask, when will it end? Unnatural disasters happen seemingly every week. Train crashes, shootings, nuclear accidents. Is there any place of refuge one can flee from this insanity? Very few of mankind's creations are designed to make you feel good, unless you get pleasure from seeing the human body desecrated by guns, explosions, fights, and any other things these so-called artists create. In the name of freedom, many have used art as a means to destroy the human mind. As an excuse to continue, we hear, art reflects society. How many times has this lie been repeated? Creations are not real, they say, and yet any one of these people can call to mind images and complete scenes of horror and graphic detail. They will carry these so-called unreal creations around with them for the rest of their lives. These images are now a part of their being. In the name of recreation, these people, in fact, are recreating themselves and their own images. Society then reflects art. In man's decision to further separate from God, his recreation of himself leaves him in a dysfunctional state of confusion. The mind becomes a burial ground for dead waste. Isolated from the wholeness of God, Earth, and his fellow brothers and sisters, this man seeks solace and activities he thinks will stimulate his mind. He then begins downloading into his brain a series of man-made creations designed to destroy it. All man-made creations originate from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. One of these trees contains deadly fruit, the other, fruit of everlasting life. The one who disregards this fact recreates himself and his kind into extinction. You are reading these words on a machine created by man. As you read, you hear a voice speaking to you the words that you perceive. They make sense to you because you understand. Stand under the spelling. The words are what binds this spell to your illusion. When you hear the truth, like a memory, you recognize it, and this recognition releases you from all illusion. Many languages are brilliant in their attempt to confuse you. Con meaning against, fuse meaning together. Words in their spell-binding illusions have the power to keep man separate from God. You were born in an all-knowing state of mind. The first words spoken to you begin the spell. The words come from one of two sources, the tree of knowledge or the tree of life. In ignorance or simply lack of respect for God, many use words that confuse the minds of humans and turn them into projections of their own illusions. Because of this fact, many people grow up and blindly assume their pre-selected role under a dictatorship without even being aware of it. When asked what they are doing here on earth, most will answer with statements that do not reflect their natural God-given desires. This creates a pyramid-like structure with the dictator on top and each level under it knowing less and less. Upon reaching the bottom level, which is where the majority is, you will find chaos, disorder, and illusion. With ill as its prefix, illusion is a state of insanity. In the name of democracy, supreme power is vested unto the people in this insane state instead of God. A future recreated to be ruled by man is one of isolation and despair. Returning the leadership back into God will allow mankind to achieve its original collective goal, which is union with God. Ideas contrary to this goal should not be blamed or persecuted. Just simply ignored. They originated when man first chose to ignore God's rule. Simply put, in the beginning the human was made perfect in God's image. They had no need for knowledge. They were also given freedom of choice. The tree of knowledge and the tree of life are reflections of this freedom. The human is now a reflection of their choice. They could have simply chose not to choose. God being centrifugal in nature, freedom was the cause and choice was the effect. In knowing their perfection made in God's image, there was no need to choose. In fact, there were no needs. There was only love in an all-knowing state before the fall. The worst thing you can do is give up your God-given right to choose. For in it, you can choose not to choose. Therein is the final judgment. The illusion ceases, and you awaken from your dream. Now the healing begins. With an all-knowing mind made in God's image, you can create as your creator, God intended. With love, honor, and respect for every living thing in the universe, separation ceases, and we all become one being, singing the one song.
I am the universe, the sun, the moon, and the sea.